Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Today we have a double feature guest spot, the standout husband and wife team of radio, Jinx Falkenberg, lovely motion picture star, and her husband, Tex McCreary. But first, here's music by the Savings Bonders and Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay. A bit of good news that tells us love is sweeping the country.
Love is sweeping the country.
From Maine to Texas, have never known such love before.
Each girl and boy alike, sharing joy alike, feels that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so
yes, indeed. Today you have before you a reminiscing Delmar. So before I tell you about what a wonderful investment a United States savings bond is, let's think back to the different kinds of radio shows that have dealt so harshly with the ears of the nation. First, there was, if you'll excuse the expression, the soap opera. A form of medium dedicated to the proposition that all women were created miserable. For years, soap operas have put their heroines through tears and trouble, interrupted only briefly by commercials. On soap operas, the well of emotion has never run dry. And one day, as it was bound to happen, one enterprising sponsor scooped the soap opera field. His product became the largest selling on the market. His secret was simple. His soap opera didn't tell you to look for the silver lining. It defied you to find it. Then came the era of philanthropic foolishness called the quiz show. For performing such prodigious mental feats as reciting the days of the week, now get this, in correct order, chronologically, you were given refrigerators and washing machines and pens that wrote underwater and occasionally even wrote above water, but under duress. Three times a week I do that. The kindest thing we can say about the quiz show is nothing, so we'll say it. Very well. Then radio entered its period of adolescence, the situation comedy show about the average American family. There were so many of these that if your family wasn't on the air, it wasn't an average American family. And now there has arisen a new kind of radio show. It lurks on your dial in those dark, gloomy hours between your alarm clock's raucous reveille and your massage by the crowds on the morning bus. Before we examine this new phenomenon, here is Dennis Agay and the Savings Bond Orchestra and a south of the border, south that is, south of the border serenade, El Relicario, señores.
Thank you.
the new phenomenon in radio shows is the Mr. and Mrs. at Breakfast with Their Guest show. As if it weren't bad enough to have to even look at the family at breakfast, on these shows you have to put up with guests yet already. But here are the leading exponents of the Mr. and Mrs. show, Jinx Falkenberg and Tex McCreary.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Jinx. Hello, Tex.
Hello, Kenny. You know, you made one mistake, though. We don't have breakfast for our guests because we found out they eat too much.
Oh, I see. All healthy guests. Well, isn't it doing a show like yours sort of a real tough grind?
Oh, no, Kenny. It's kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun, as a matter of fact, except for it.
It? Well, Tex, what's that?
Well, you see, we do 6 shows a week, Kenny, and we have a different guest every show.
And we try to get important and interesting guests.
Yeah.
Always, and almost always, we get them.
Uh-huh. And when we don't, we get an it. That's what we call the kind of guest who reminds you that a boar is not necessarily a male pig.
I see. Well, boy, I bet what you're thinking while you're trying to make this it sound interesting must be a scream.
It's worse than a scream. It's libelous.
Oh, let's do it, Tex. Let's do a real it interview and at the same time show what we're thinking.
Okay, Jinx, the Iceman cometh.
And now here's Jinx Falkenberg and Tex McCrary and their guest for today, Professor Kenneth D. Plohr, the noted author of the non-selling book, Statistics on Statistics.
Professor Plohr, before Tex and I interview you, I'd like to tell our audience what you look like. You're sort of a tall, well, for a short man, sandy-haired, where you're not bald, and I'd say you're...
While Jinx describes the professor, this is what Tex is thinking.
What a hatchet face. I bet if I swung him by the heels, I could chop wood with his kisser.
While the professor is thinking...
So many words to describe me, when all she needs say is fascinating. Utterly, utterly fascinating. And as an authority on figures, I'd say hers isn't bad.
There. Don't you agree with me, Tex?
Oh, yes. I'd say the professor was very distinguished. But now, tell us about your book, Professor.
Well, I regard my book, Statistics on Statistics, as a first volume, which will naturally enough require a second volume, which I have tentatively titled Statistics on Statistics on Statistics. Yes, which, of course, as you can no doubt see, will require a further investigation.
Rug, sir, this strip is dopier than opium. Oh, I hope the sponsor isn't listening in. Oh, no, I guess not. He's sick. He doesn't have to get up at this unearthly hour.
Just look at those two, I beg of you. Their faces are such blanks. I keep looking for the dotted lines on their foreheads.
Oh, that's so interesting, Professor. I never dreamed that figures could be so fascinating.
After this, I can just see what our rating figures are going to look like. I better talk to Jinx about economizing. With guests like this, Adonis of the adding machine, we better start saving our money.
I have devoted my whole life to statistics. I have a passion for figures. I am a slave to columns of numbers. I don't care what they're about as long as they're numbers. It all started when I was a child. I, too, was a child, you know. I learned to count on the fingers of my right hand. I'll never forget the first time I counted them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, boy. 6 little fingers and such a little brain. Oh, our time must be up. It seems like hours. How long can 15 minutes last?
I'm so sorry, Professor, but the time just seems to have slipped away like a fleeting second. And just when you were beginning to...
Second?
Get...
My, oh, my. It seems like I've spent the best years of my life here.
Oh, Professor, we've enjoyed so having you. And we know that the radio audience has been thrilled and wants to hear more from you. It was really absolutely...
Oh, yes, the radio audience should hear lots more from you, Professor, but not on this show. Try Mary Margaret McBride. Let the opposition take it on the chin, too.
Well, thanks, Jinx Falkenberg and Tex McCreary, for that sample interview. And now the Savings Bonders and Orchestra under the direction of Dennis O'Gay with a medley from The Wizard of Oz.
That's how the great kids drink all day in the merry old land of Oz. We get the 12 and start to work at 1. Take it out for lunch and then as soon we're done. Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of Oz. tucked away above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow,
where you usually tell about United States savings bonds, isn't it?
That's right, Jinx. Here's where I usually remind folks that there's no finer, no better, no safer investment than United States savings bonds.
And then you tell them about the payroll savings plan, the easy, convenient way to save, don't you, Kenny?
I sure do, Tex, and I usually add that they can get full details from the boss, not to forget the fact that United States savings bonds return $4 for $3 in just 10 years.
And you usually close by saying, buy bonds to provide future security and happiness for you and your family. They are your investment in America. Don't you, Kenny?
I certainly do, but I like the way you say it.
Well, let's not say a word about U.S. savings bonds on this show, Kenny.
No, let's not, Kenny. After all, everyone knows that United States savings bonds are the best buy in the world.
All right, Jink and Tex, you talk me into it. On today's show, no chatter about those shares in America's future, United States savings bonds. This is your host, Kenny Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service and produced and transcribed in New York. I want to thank Jinx Falkenberg and Tex McCreary for some very superior satire. Until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.